Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome in to another hour and another edition of Auto World. We appreciate you spending this time with us each and every week at this very same time on this very same station, or if you're listening to us via the internet at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Welcome aboard. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking a whole lot about the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. It's open to the public, so everybody listening on the information station, AM 800 CKLW, you can head on down and check it out, and there are lots of cool things to check out, to say the least. A very, very important and big show, and we're going to be discussing it in this hour with the publisher of Consumer Guide, Tom Appel, who is standing by. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls if you have any questions or comments about the vehicles that we're talking about or anything automotive in general. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261, or reach out via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Well, doing what I do for a living, being a radio host in the automotive realm for more than 20 years, I have lots of friends on both the car company front as well as the automotive journalist front, and from time to time I go for long periods without actually meeting them live and in person. Well, that's what happened to me in Detroit when Tom Appel, who's become a regular contributor to the broadcast, actually came up to my broadcast area and introduced himself live and in person. So that was a great thrill, and it's a great thrill to have him joining us live here on the broadcast. Hey there, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Nice to meet you.
That's right. I'll tell you a funny story. Years ago, I was on a network, and I became very close friends with a guy that I'm still very close friends with today. And we used to talk on the phone and on the air, but just about every day for about 8 or 9 years. That's how long it was before I met him in person. It was like just about 9 years. So that's the nature of the business that we're in, my friend.
It is a strange business.
But the Detroit Auto Show was definitely amazing during press days. As I mentioned, it's open to the public right now, and folks should head on down to Cobo. We've got so much to talk about. Let's begin by talking about the Ford GT. This was a bit of a stunner. Ford kind of kept a secret from us journalists. Not an easy thing to do. There had been some speculation, but lots of our journalist colleagues were absolutely stunned when Ford and Mark Fields and Bill Ford rolled that GT out onto the display floor during their presentation.
Yeah, no question that was the buzz of the show, and I think that it stole a lot of the thunder from Acura and its release of the NSX, which we knew was coming. We knew it was going to be a V6. There wasn't that much NSX news to see. We were just waiting to see the vehicle, whereas the Ford GT came out of nowhere and stunned everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. This, of course, is a vehicle quite a bit different from the one that was built from 2004 to 2006 in celebration for Ford's anniversary, the 100th birthday of Ford. That vehicle was styled by good friend of the broadcast here, Camillo Pardo, and was very much kind of a modern retro-esque take on the original Ford GT40 from the 1960s, the Le Mans winning vehicle. And now all these years later, we're hearing rumors that Ford wants to return to Le Mans in celebration of the 50th anniversary and is going to produce this vehicle, which we saw, and folks can check out in Detroit the actual production version. The last Ford GT was V8 powered midshift 5.4 liter supercharged. This one uses a V6, a next generation EcoBoost 3.5 liter V6, more than 600 ponies.
Yeah, and I think that this is just a wonderful presentation bed for the EcoBoost engine. We've seen the EcoBoost now show up in a number of their vehicles. It's in the F-150 now as an economy engine and a power engine. But to stick it in a flagship sports car like this, I think that's brilliant.
Absolutely. Another big difference between this particular Ford GT and the last Ford GT is the vehicle, the body, is actually made out of carbon fiber. The last one was aluminum skinned, but used a lot of metal as well. Carbon fiber is a whole different ballgame when it comes to pricing situations, and we've already heard some rumors about, you know, how much this vehicle is going to cost. The last Ford GT cost, you know, give or take, about $150,000. Nowadays, those vehicles quite often fetch about $300,000 on the auction circuit. Boy, talk about a mistake I made. I had a shot at getting one of those, and I should have done it. It would have been a much better investment than some real estate that I had in Massachusetts, but what can you do? But what are you hearing about pricing on this vehicle? It's going to be more limited in production than the last Ford GT, and of course, using that carbon fiber bodywork is going to be much more expensive than the aluminum and steel of the previous generation.
Yeah, a price that I keep hearing bandied about is $300,000, which makes some sense if you consider that the technology has been upped. It's going to be more rare, and additionally, they want to make this as exclusive as possible, I think. I think we could see something probably in the high $200,000 range.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, and more details will leak out on the Ford GT as Ford gets ready. Ford really showed off a performance portfolio at the show, not only taking the wraps off the Ford GT, but also a more track-ready version of the Ford Shelby GT350 Mustang, as well as an updated Ford Raptor with the aluminum bodywork.
Yeah, it was nice to see both of those. Raptor, of course, sort of a necessary component of the Ford lineup now. So it's the sort of thing that I think every generation, we're going to see that roll out a little bit later and make some auto show news. But again, yeah, this will be the new lighter version of the Raptor. And in keeping with the past Raptor, it is a very aggressive-looking machine.
No question about it. I mean, it makes a statement standing still.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And then we saw the Shelby 350, which was nice to see. That should, I think, I don't know, that kind of makes me laugh just because it's so high performance and so dedicated to the track. And then there's a lot of discussion, too, and I'm not as familiar with the technology, but the flat crank, of course, a very difficult thing to apply to an engine and then keep the engine smooth. So I am dying to drive this car and just hear and feel that engine.
Yeah, this is technology that you normally see in Ferraris and Lamborghinis and the real exotics, so that's going to be very interesting to check out. Let's talk about some of the other big stories from Detroit. As you noted, the NSX was one of the highly anticipated debuts at the show, and we finally, after many years, saw the production version. It's no question a stunning-looking vehicle and uses all kinds of high technology under its hood and in the wheel wells.
Yeah, we're going to see a gasoline V6, which I think we all expected. And in keeping with so many high-performance flagship vehicles that we've seen roll out in the last 2 years, it's going to be hybridized. So we're going to have apparently three different electric motors, two at the front wheels, and then one attached to the back of the transmission to supplement that electric power. This is a great way to get extra power and try to keep the weight down and We'll see, because they're actually going to end up with a supercar that's probably going to produce something akin to reasonable fuel economy.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that fits well into Acura's ultimate desire here to be not only fuel efficient, but also offer great high technology and high performance. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the most powerful Cadillac ever offered. And that's right, you're going to be able to buy the 2016 Cadillac CTS-V. We'll talk about trucks and lots more. This is Auto World.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're talking all about the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. It is open right now to the public, so if you're within range of a Cobo Hall, certainly head on down. Hey, I want to remind you about something very important. My broadcast business partners at philsgang.com, they're going to have a webinar. It's called Volatility Means Opportunity Webinar. Learn to profit from market volatility. What will happen to gold? What will happen to oil? How to buy in short stocks? How to buy option calls and puts, and how to use options as a hedge? It's coming up on Saturday, January 24th at 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. But if you can't make it, that's okay. It will be archived for 2 weeks. Hosted by Phil Grande, Donald Cogswell, and InvestYourself.com's Bob Rainier. All three of these guys are great guys. If you want to sign up, very easy. Just log on to philsgang.com or call 877-600-4264. 800-877-600-4264. We're back with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide. We're talking about the unveilings to the press at the Detroit Auto Show. And before the break there, I did a little bit of tease about the latest, the third generation of the V-Series from Cadillac in CTS form. And this time, Cadillac is really gunning for AMG and some other folks with a very potent machine powered by twin turbos and putting out in excess of 400 horsepower, 200-mile-an-hour sedan from Cadillac. How do you like this, Tom?
I like this just fine. Yeah, 200-mile-an-hour Cadillac. That, I think we've reached an important benchmark here. It's as if the Cadillac CTS V-Sport with its 420-horsepower turbocharged V6 wasn't enough. They fully committed to this, and obviously Cadillac borrowing an engine from the Corvette engine bay, the supercharged 6.2-liter V8, which apparently fits just fine under the hood of a Cadillac CTS.
By far the fastest Cadillac yet, acceleration-wise. They're talking 0 to 60, about 3.6 seconds. And, again, not relying on V8 power. This is a twin-turbo V6 under the hood of this mighty CTS-V.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what the take rate is on this. It's just so much Cadillac, and you know, the V-Sport's already plenty fast enough. It'll be very interesting to see who ponies up for this car.
Absolutely. What am I thinking? Of course, it's got the detuned version of the LT4 supercharged V8 from the Corvette, but it runs on four cylinders. My mind is a little bit sideways here today, but it will run in V4 form, and so does the Z06. I found that out in Detroit to save fuel economy. Six-speed automatic transmission, but it is V8 powered, and an amazing 0 to 60 time of 3.7 seconds. 200 miles an hour, that 8-speed automatic transmission with launch control, and the next generation magnetic ride control suspension. I love that magnetic ride control suspension. That is just a wonderful piece of technology, Tom.
Yeah, I'm impressed by it. Actually, the most impressive application of it I've driven lately, I think, was the Cadillac Escalade, which, for such a big, heavy, cumbersome vehicle, handles surprisingly well and still gives you the ride quality you'd expect. It's simply surprising what they can do by varying the viscosity of the fluid and the dampers.
So true. Absolutely. I remember driving a Denali, a GMC Denali this summer that was, you know, a very large vehicle and yet handled a whole lot better and, you know, felt like a much smaller vehicle and a country mile away from the large truck-based SUVs of 20 years ago, which were sometimes downright scary. This vehicle was actually a good handler. Lots of truck news and crossover news to tell folks about from Detroit. Let's begin with Lincoln's 2016 MKX, their premium midsize crossover, gets a redo, and folks can check it out at consumerguide.com in the blog section. You've got some great shots there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it's interesting now to see what Blinken does next. They've had some success with the MKC. Remains to be seen how well it sells, but the MKC did very well with the media. Consumer Guide named it a best buy. I think a lot of people really like the vehicle, and I think that what Blinken may have finally found for themselves is you know, some character, some a personality traits that will make this car very much a Lincoln, and the MKC is sort of luxury biased, but it's a little bit sporty with an avant-garde interior, and that seems to be what they're doing now with the midsize MKX. It'll be nice to see if they can go, you know, bottom up with their entire lineup and really build a brand that people can relate to.
I certainly hope so. I had an MKX as a loan in Detroit. It was my first time driving that vehicle and was very impressed with it. Lincoln is definitely moving in the right direction, and let's hope that the rest of the portfolio, like you say, catches up with some of these newer products because they've got some good stuff. Let's talk about the Nissan Titan, the debut and all-new truck. Fred Diaz from Nissan is a good friend of mine, and we sat down, did an interview with him. He's Senior Vice President of Sales, Marketing, and Operations, and played a huge role in the success of the Ram brand during his 25-plus years at Chrysler. And he said to me, if it was going to be a truck, it was going to look like a truck, number one. And this one certainly does have a much more bold face than what we've seen in the previous generation Nissan Titan, but more importantly, a Cummins diesel power plant is being offered.
Yeah, as to the styling, I think they borrowed a page from the Ford playbook in that it's a very upright grille with very broad shoulders, and I think it's immediately recognizable now as a Nissan, and I think the previous Titan was a little bit anonymous, especially in the crowd of vehicles that's out there right now. The Cummins engine is great that they've got this branded diesel that they're going to be using. And in fact, it's the brand that Dodge was so closely associated with back in its early diesel days and more recently. But what concerns me a little bit is that they're launching what will probably be a very expensive option, this diesel V8, at a time when no one cares about fuel economy. We have just diesel is very expensive and gasoline is very cheap, and I'd hate to see the impact of this engine blunted by temporary economics, but I think that may be the case.
That's a really good point. You know, who knows where gas will be in another 6 months or a year, but you know, there were a lot of diesel announcements. Actually, I attended a Jag Land Rover presentation in which they announced every single one of the Jag and Land Rover models, with the exception of the outgoing XK and the F-Type on the Jag side, and every single variant of Land Rover and Range Rover will get diesel power plant offerings. So there's a lot of commitment on the part of the manufacturers to diesel, but we'll see what happens with this roller coaster ride of gasoline prices. Should be interesting. Another very interesting vehicle, speaking of trucks, that rolled onto the show floor in Detroit was from the Ram division of the new FCA company, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. It's called the Rebel, and this is kind of an appropriate name.
Good name. Yeah, it's a styling a little bit over the top and some off-road capability in keeping with the Raptor, perhaps slightly more streetable than the Raptor. But I think this vehicle will do very well for Ram. I think it's very visible. I think it's people can look at it and point. And I think it's the kind of thing that little kids will recognize, too. So I think it's good. I think it's good for the brand.
I agree. Straight ahead, more. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you go to Guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to Guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at Guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to Guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call Guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hey, Jay Leno, you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Tom Appel is our very special guest, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. He is publisher of Consumer Guide, and you can check out complete coverage of the Detroit North American Auto Show at consumerguide.com. And Tom, remind folks about all the other cool stuff that they can find at Consumer Guide. And I was in a supermarket line yesterday, and I saw the printed edition of the 2015 Buyer's Guide, and it looked great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that'll be out there for maybe another week or so, and then that should be disappearing and won't be out for another year. But we've got our print edition that's Best Buys 2015 that's out there. Obviously, all our new car reviews are at consumerguide.com. And then we have other stuff, including our auto show coverage at the cgdailydrive.com.
Excellent. Let's talk about the big news from Chevrolet on the Volt side of the fence. Significantly redone for the 2016 model year. It's not an all-new Volt, but pretty close to it. I mean, this thing doesn't look anything like the first Volt, and certainly technology-wise, they have upped the game significantly.
Yeah, the big news here is the electric-only range is up significantly. Was up from a reported 38 miles now to a claimed 50 miles, so that's a big boost. Additionally, it is now a 5-passenger vehicle, not a 4-passenger vehicle. Having looked a little bit at the back seat, I think that that is probably, they simply added a seatbelt in the middle. I don't think that there's additional space there. But it's, for some people, they might want that flexibility. Obviously, yeah, styling's all new. I think that freshening this up is going to matter a lot. What we don't know is what they're going to do with price points, and I think that's an important element of where this is going forward.
Absolutely. Another one that's interesting was a concept vehicle with a name very similar to the Volt. It's called the Bolt, and this is, again, a concept, but you know, if it comes to fruition, it's going to steal a lot of thunder from companies like Tesla, because this vehicle is reportedly going to come in at around $30,000 and have a real extreme amount of range in all-electric mode. This is an all-electric vehicle that we may see in the not-too-distant future, and I certainly hope they pull it off.
Yeah, I really want them to pull this off. A 200-mile claimed range for a $30,000 price tag obviously would be the absolute new benchmark in the electric marketing category, and I'd love to see that happen. There's some rumors now that the next generation Nissan Leaf, for example, is going to be offered in two different range categories, or two different range models. There'll be a one closer to what we know now, 90 miles or so, and then more closer to 200. But that was going to be a higher price point, and it's possible that Chevy may have just messed with their plans.
Another big offering unveiled from General Motors in its Buick division was the first convertible, the first drop top in 25 years. The last one was the Riata. This all-new one is a front-wheel drive variant called the Cascada. Is that the way they're pronouncing it, Cascada?
I've been saying Cascada and Cascada, and I don't know which is correct.
Well, we'll just decide here. Which one sounds better? What do you think?
I'm going to go with Cascada. I like what you said.
All right, let's do that. They have a lot of high hopes for this vehicle. You know, stylistically, I think it's well done. Reminds me a little of... I can see different elements of different vehicles in this car, but nevertheless, I mean, this is going to be a 2 plus 2, and I imagine it will do quite well in the marketplace.
Yeah, I think so, too. Price is going to be important on this one, but the American market is actually surprisingly low on four-place affordable convertibles, so Buick may actually be filling a need here that we didn't even realize existed. Additionally, probably going to see these in rental fleets in warm weather areas.
Very true. They also showed off a concept vehicle called the Avenir, A-V-E-N-I-R, and this is kind of a future look at upcoming vehicles from the Buick brand in the flagship realm, reportedly going to be built on the same platform as the high-end Cadillac, which is under development, called the CT6.
That's what I heard. That's my understanding. I've also heard this car called midsize, so that kind of muddies those waters a little bit. But, yeah, this should be a premium vehicle, rear driver, all-wheel drive. I think the vehicle they showed us was all-wheel drive on the floor. And the media generally more jaundiced, but the folks that I talked to after that particular press event were blown away by how good-looking this was.
Let's talk about Alfa Romeo. You've got a story up on the 4C Spider. The second Alfa lands on U.S. soil. I haven't had an opportunity to drive the Alfa 4C yet. I've heard some mixed reviews on the vehicle, but certainly stylistically, this is quite a good-looking vehicle.
Yeah, the folks I know that have driven the 4C that fit in the 4C, which is a very, very tight squeeze for me, generally love the vehicle for short periods of time. It is a brutally raw sports car with great capability and almost no creature comforts. And now they're popping the top on that car, so we'll be seeing a Spider version alongside the original coupe in showrooms very soon.
We've got the Trailhawk rendition of the upcoming Jeep Renegade. The Renegade is a vehicle I'm scheduled to drive a little later on this coming week out in California for a day. This is going to be an interesting vehicle as Jeep continues to expand its global footprint. But if it's got the Trailhawk name on it, that means serious business. This is ready to go on Moab or any place.
Yeah, looking forward to driving this vehicle in particular. It's a great way for them to sort of offset the cute Ute designation that we've used at Consumer Guide as well as a lot of other outlets. It is a tiny little crossover, but if it's a Trailhawk, then it should have some legit all-wheel drive, off-road chops.
Another very important vehicle unveiled for 2016 from Toyota. This is the Tacoma. This vehicle has kind of had its run where it didn't have much competition, really dominated this segment, mid-sized truck. But now, of course, we've got the new Chevrolet Colorado and its GMC cousin, and folks are getting a lot more serious about mid-sized trucks. But certainly folks that love Tacomas tend to be very brand loyal, and it looks like this vehicle in 2016 form is definitely improved and should be a big seller.
It should be, and I think one of the things that slipped under the radar with the launch of this vehicle is some interesting engine technology. Toyota has described the new top-line engine, now a 3.5-liter V6 instead of a 4-liter, as including Atkinson valve timing technology, which is something you've never seen in an American vehicle, I believe, without a hybrid supplement, generally because there's a torque loss when that technology is applied. So I'll be very interesting to see how that works. It'll be interesting to see what kind of fuel economy it gets.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting story to watch. Again, I attended this Jag Land Rover briefing, and they announced that their upcoming crossover performance from Jag is going to be called the F-Pace, which is an interesting name. And speaking of interesting names, Bentley also officially came out with their name for their upcoming crossover, and this is an unusual name, to say the least, Tom.
Yeah, I'm going to go to your help for pronunciation, but I've got Bentayga.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go with, Bentayga, or close to it. Why are they making these so hard to pronounce? That's the question.
I don't know. And Bentley's stretching this one out, too, because they didn't show us the vehicle. They just showed us the name.
I know. Talk about kind of milking the publicity front, but that's what happens these days in the automotive realm. Honda had a big presence both at the Consumer Electronics Show, which I attended, as well as the Detroit Auto Show, showing off their hydrogen fuel cell vehicle, and actually announcing at the Consumer Electronics Show that they're opening up the patents that they own on this vehicle to other companies. They really want to get this hydrogen technology up and running. More with Tom Appel on the other side of this break. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is
a little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone, investyourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to investyourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing investyourself.com, and I guarantee this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Tom Appel is a very special guest. Thanks for joining us here today. Let me remind you one more time about this big webinar coming up. It's coming up on Saturday, January 24th from noon to 2 Eastern Time, but it's going to be archived. It means you can look at it any time that you want for 2 weeks. Phil'sGang.com putting it on. It's called Volatility Means Opportunity Webinar. Learn to Profit from Market Volatility. What's going to happen to gold? What will happen to oil? How to buy and short stocks? How to buy option calls and puts, and how to use options as an edge. It's hosted by Phil Grande, Donald Cogswell, and InvestYourself.com's Bob Rainier. You can sign up simply by going to philsgang.com or calling 877-600-4264, 877-600-4264. And as I said before, all these guys putting this on and together are great guys. So call that number, 877-600-4264. Tom Appel is with us. We're talking all about Consumer Guide's coverage of the Detroit Auto Show and all kinds of cool things that you can check out at consumerguide.com, and so many different vehicles to talk about here. Tom, certainly it was a very, very large show. Let's talk about Lexus showing off a new F variant, this time applied to the GS sedan. Looks very cool.
Yeah, it does look really cool. And I just spent some time with the Lexus GSF Sport, which is sort of their mid-tier performance level. And really a delightful car, very refined. Generally, when you have a maker overhaul the suspension, there's some firmness or over-firmness or harshness there, and Lexus managed to avoid that. And now we're going to see the V10 engine, the 5-liter V8 engine out of the ISF and the RCF move to their midsize car.
Yeah, so that's going to be very interesting to see how that one plays out as well. Hyundai made some news at the show, showing off, actually, ahead of Detroit, the new Sonata Hybrid unveiled in Korea before Detroit. This seems to be a very common thing. I mean, even the parties the night before the show, lots of kind of sneak peeks at stuff. Everybody's, you know, kind of grabbing at straws here, trying to get the media's attention and getting a leg up on the competition. We're seeing a lot of tricks that we didn't used to see years ago.
No, excuse me. I think the night before event is a very effective thing, because a lot of journalists to go back, write that up really quick, and all of a sudden the news the day of the press event is already out there. And I think the Buick had great success with that. And the Cadillac reveal a couple of years ago was the same thing. The buzz was all about Cadillac before the show even started.
Yep, very true. Got a email question here from Ben in Minnesota. He hears that Smart rolled out a special edition vehicle called the Flashlight, and he wants to know if either one of us know anything about that vehicle. I didn't happen to go over to the Smart area. Are you familiar with this Flashlight edition Smart, Tom?
I must admit I know nothing about that.
It's a very unusual name.
It is.
The Flashlight for Two. Yeah, I'll just look it up here on the web just while we're on the air here. Yeah, I know Motor Trend's got a story up on it, but it didn't get a whole lot of play in Detroit with all the other cool things that were happening. In your opinion, what was the top three stars of the Detroit Auto Show for 2015, Tom?
Well, top three stars. I'm going to go with the show stealer was the Ford GT. I think that absolutely took the show. After that, it gets tougher for me. I like the Buick very much, the Avenir. Mm-hmm. I think that was a beautiful car, and it's nice to see Buick just roll out something that's a styling exercise with a little promise of a car to come. I like that. After that, I'm going to go with the Cadillac CTS-V.
Yeah, lots of great stories. And as you said, that Avenir is an absolutely beautiful-looking vehicle. And I guess the name Avenir actually is tied to Buick history as well.
Yeah, I heard that, and I cannot remember the connection.
Yeah, either can I. Let's talk about Volkswagen. They showed off a Cross Coupe GTE concept vehicle at the show, and also showed off yet another concept vehicle as well. Volkswagen continues to try to find its groove here in North America. It's interesting that the Volkswagen group in general is just on fire all over the world, but here in North America, the Volkswagen brand is still a little bit stuck in the mud.
Yeah, Volkswagen's currently without anything like a crossover in the United States. They have the Tiguan, but that's a little bit on the small side. They still don't have in showrooms a mid-size crossover. The Cross Coupe that we saw hints at what a mid-sized crossover might like. Obviously, it lacks that functionality because, like so many manufacturers, Volkswagen feels the need to show and or produce a coupe version of a mid-sized crossover,
yeah.
Which is a very strange segment that doesn't have a lot of volume in it, but everyone wants to play there.
Yeah, no, very true. We should mention, too, that the North American car and truck of the year was announced at the show. This is an award given out by a jury of journalists. I believe there are now 60-some-odd journalists on this panel. And the winners on the truck side, the Ford F-150. The other nominees included the Colorado from Chevrolet and Lincoln's MKC. Certainly would concur with that. It's interesting that Motor Trend chose the Colorado, and some other folks have chosen the Colorado, but certainly this F-150 is very much deserving of the North American Car and Truck of the Year award. On the car side, Volkswagen won with their entire lineup of Golf vehicles, and this has been a big award-winning vehicle for the Volkswagen Group. Why do you think that is, Tom? Just because of the diversity of the lineup of the Golf series, the fact that you can get everything from an electric to a diesel to a GTI?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I also think that it's this wonderful combination that the Golf and the Rabbit have always been. It's a delight to drive, and yet it's very functional. You can put four adults in the vehicle. It's fun to drive, still available with conventional manual transmissions. Diesel lovers just applaud the fact that Volkswagen's excellent 2-liter diesel is available in it. I'm really glad to see this vehicle recognized, actually.
Yeah, definitely. And again, it is one accolades for many different folks, and it certainly is a great representation of what you can do with a platform and bringing it out in various guises. I want to get your take on the Hyundai Santa Cruz concept vehicle. This vehicle definitely reminded me of the old Honda Ridgeline.
That was my initial thought, too. Yeah, Hyundai rolled out a sort of mid-size pickup truck concept that I have mistakenly called a two-door. It's really a four-door with rear-hinged back doors. And I don't know why they thought this was something that they wanted to show in Detroit. The Ridgeline was just discontinued in the U.S. market, and this vehicle looks and feels very much like that.
Yes, it does. And it's another one of those head scratchers, but we always see the head scratchers within the auto show. The overall feel and buzz of the Detroit show during press days was pretty impressive, Tom. I would have to say, when you look at the amount of money that was spent on the display, certainly the automakers didn't do anything but go all out with their displays, and certainly the press conferences and the different media events, they had some serious money being thrown around. I didn't go to Acura the night before the show, but I understand they had rapper Ludacris performing at that event for the NSX. So they go all out with some of these events.
Yeah, and it really felt like an event of the prosperous. We had such a great mix of things, too. We had green, we had high performance, we had luxury, we had concept stuff. This was just a very healthy feeling auto show.
Definitely very healthy feeling. And Porsche is another vehicle which brought another maker, which brought another variant to Detroit, the 911 Targa 4 GTS. Porsche continues to be an extraordinarily profitable car company and continues to roll out even more renditions of an already very complicated lineup of offerings.
I had meant to count the number of 911 variations there are now, but I think a GTS Targa certainly ups that ante substantially.
Absolutely. Folks, check out all the coverage at consumerguide.com. Tom Appel, thank you, my friend, for joining us here on Auto World. Look forward to getting you back with us soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Tom. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks so much for coming along for the ride.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.